You know, people have more potential than they even know. And I don't know why. I don't know why people don't follow through with their potential. And I'm talking to myself and everybody else listening. I think the system, well, I think what happens is the system just beats everybody down. I think the reptilian, shapeshifter, narcissistic, Freemasonic, Jesuit system doesn't want the average person to rise up. And why would you even want to rise up in this system? Because it's all lies. But anyway, I saw somebody at the restaurant, and I asked her, I said, are you related to an actress that's a popular actress? She said no. I said, oh, you look just like her. You look just like her. And then when I checked out, I told her, I said, you got the look, you can start your podcast or whatever. I do Uber and Lyft and other stuff. I see a lot of people. I meet a lot of people, and the way they carry themselves, their body language, the way they talk, the way they, just their whole demeanor, you can just tell the ones who are at a different level when it comes to, like, the actors and the actresses. They just have something about them that's just the way they carry themselves draws people in to pay attention to them. Anyway, I think everybody has that potential if they would just develop it. Whatever it is, whatever God has called you to do, everybody's got that potential. But most people just never exercise any of their gifts, you know. That woman, she could be an actress. And it's not like she's the prettiest thing in the world. It's just the way she carries herself. I mean, she's a good-looking woman, but she's not like Raquel Welch or something. But it's just the way people carry themselves, you know. And I think a lot of people, whether it's a skill, work-wise or communication-wise or even sports and all, I think a lot of people have the skills, but they just don't ever develop them. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Maybe somebody needs to hear it. I'm not sure. And a lot of times if you're raised in a family that doesn't, and see what happens is, let's say you do have some gifts or skills, people get jealous. People get jealous, and a lot of times if it's inside of a spouse situation, they don't want you to exercise your gift because they're sitting there afraid of you getting the attention and them not getting the attention, or you leaving and them being stuck and left behind or something like that. But whatever it is, if somebody has a gift around you, it's best to lift them up and push them higher, you know, if you can. I heard this guy one time who was a retired guy, had owned a laundromat. He lived across the street, but he had him a million-dollar place at the lake. But he said when he would hire people at the laundromat, he wouldn't hire anybody smarter than him. And I thought, how stupid is that, man? You want to hire somebody smarter than you. I mean, that just gave you the mindset of that guy. And he ended up kind of reaping what he was sowing. And the stuff that he was proud of doing, yeah, he made a lot of money, but the way he, his whole thing was not based on character. It wasn't based on a character trait, you know. It was just based on, it's sad. I don't even talk about anybody, but it was bizarre, man. You talk about, the only reason he was a deacon is because he had money. It wasn't based on his true character. Stuff coming out of his mouth, I was like, I mean, you're a deacon and you're talking like this? Anyway, long story short, if you got somebody around you, build them up, especially if it's your kids. build them up. If they go off and do well, that's good. I remember when I was younger, I'd watch people, they didn't want their kids to move on. They wanted their kids, I mean, I saw this. I mean, it was like sick. They didn't want their kids to go off to college and get educated, and they wanted their kids there with them because they were, that was their like security blanket for life, you know? And so you saw these parents that would talk down on their kids. You can't do that. You're not going to do that. You can't. You're not smart enough to do that and stuff like that. I looked at that and I thought, that's sick, man. That's sick. And they would have this initiative, and then the parent would just knock it down. If you see somebody with some initiative, don't knock it down. What if they do fail? At least they tried it. Who cares if they fail? If somebody has an initiative, let them try. If they fail, they fail. There's something else out there. That's what's sad about this reality that we're in, is you got a lot of people who they want to cling on to some human for their security blanket because it's something they can see instead of clinging to God. So everybody's stuck in what they can see, you know? Everybody's stuck in what they can see. They're walking by sight. The Bible says you walk by faith, not by sight, you know? A lot of people say, how did you fix that? Or how did you do that? I had somebody, how'd you make it through that? What made you think of that? What do you mean? I just walk by faith. If something breaks down, I learned long time ago. If something breaks down, there's something nearby. Even if you have to invent something, you cut something, drill something to fix something. You can invent, you can fix stuff. A lot of things, if you just open your eyes, a lot of stuff that is used for this or that, it also has other uses. You can use it for something else. And it's just kind of like, it's just normal for me to see a way to the other side, a way through to the other side. I don't understand the doubting Thomases. In other words, let's say you're trying to hang a picture, mirror, sign, something on the wall, right? You don't have wall anchors. Well, what do? You go outside to the tree or the bush and you take a limb and break it and put that in the wall, in the hole, and then you put the screw in there and it tightens down. You got wall anchors on every tree and every bush. It's like, just think outside the box. And I've just seen people my whole life who somebody puts them in a box and they just can't think outside of it. I just don't understand that. I can't understand that kind of thinking. Seriously. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like when I upload my audio to my websites, I didn't know how to do that when I first started. I didn't invent that. It just happened. I kept trying until I had a breakthrough. And that's the secret to life. You just keep trying until you get a breakthrough.